Here's what I would propose, unless someone else wants to propose something different. If we start in the morning, I'm not saying we're done yet, because we're not, but if we start in the morning with public involvement, go to resident, non-resident, then go to finalizations and some and proposals, that takes me to, I'd like to do proposals 26 through 30 now, so we can pare down what we have to do tomorrow, unless that's not the right way to group this. That okay? So why don't we go to 26? Or did I pick the wrong one to start with?
Nope. He's right outside the door.
Oh, all right. Where you been? Number 26, fur bear and trapping seasons.
Good afternoon, members of the commission, Secretary Hepler, Keith Fisk. I'm the program administrator of the statewide wildlife damage program. My apologies that I wasn't in here. You know, Emmett Keyser, he can talk pretty good, so I'll blame it on Emmett. So item number 26.1, the beaver trapping and hunting season. Just to remind the commissioners, this proposal would be for the next two trapping seasons. So if you recall, several years ago, we went through a process where we'll take a lot of different seasons and have them for 2 or 3 years worth of time. And all the fur bearer seasons that we have before you today are going to be for the next two hunting and trapping seasons. Just a couple highlights here. You can see the season dates and the areas of the state that this season is open. And with that, we have no recommended changes from last year and would ask for your favorable approval of this first proposal.
If there's no changes, don't
need. Right, if there's no change, there's no need for a motion, true? So we can just move forward.
Okay, yeah, very good. Next is 26.2. This is the, again, the next two seasons, years worth of seasons for skunk, opossum, jackrabbit, fox, raccoon, and badgers. Again, this is a year-round season, statewide, no limits. And again, similar to the last one, no recommended changes from last year either. Any questions?
No questions.
Seeing none, 26-3. This is the mink, weasel, and muskrat trapping seasons. You can see we have a season start date here in November going to the end of January with some specific season dates dependent upon the areas of the state. And again, no recommended changes from last year's. You know, back in 2011, there were obviously a lot of muskrats in eastern South Dakota, but as some of the water levels have gone down, saw some significant harvest pressure in those areas as well. The prices have also declined pretty considerably. So those populations are pretty low at the present time. But no recommended changes from last year either.
Any questions? Nope, we're good to go.
And the final fur bearer season is the muskrat hunting season, 26-6. Again, this is a statewide season, and going back to 2011, there was actually legislation introduced which granted the authority of the commission here to establish a season to hopefully reduce some of the damage that muskrats were occurring across the state, digging in erode beds, stock dams, and some of those types of things. And ultimately, that's what led to the adoption of this hunting and shooting season of muskrats. But again, it's a statewide, and it's only specific for landowners and then lessees and also people that operate on school and public land across the state. But with that, no recommended changes from last year either.
Questions? No questions.
All right, thank you.
Good job. 27,